Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And we're back to another program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And today, I have 10 directions to go. I have about 15 articles. I'm not going to get to any of them. You know how that goes. I plan for a program, and at the last second, something happens, and never do end up taking the direction that I need to go. But today, I will go the direction that I didn't plan to go. Klaus Schwab. Why is it that these people get away with what they get away with? Why is it that Adolf Hitler, with all of the murders, he lives in Argentina to the mid-70s, roughly, almost the mid-70s. How is this possible? Because you see, there's a world that we can see with our eyes, that we experience, smells, taste, touch, sight. Then there's another world. There's another invisible kingdom. And the best way to explain it, the reason why these people are never prosecuted, many of them are never, there's no justice, like Hitler. The justice came when he finally, the great tool of Almighty God, death finally came. Death is always there, waiting patiently. We're not as patient as death is. One of these days, Klaus Schwab, death will find him. He can't hide. George Soros, all of these individuals that escape justice. Eventually death does catch him. But there are principles, there are laws. I like to talk about these cosmic laws. Everyone is covering, basically, I don't need to cover what is being covered. The LGBT, the child trafficking, adrenochrome, I covered many of these things. I haven't really had a time to dive into the corruption within all of the churches that Christ talks about in John's writings in the book of Revelation in chapter 2 and 3. Because I am going to present something to you from a spiritual perspective, so that Christian people, you should know this, and for you in the audience that maybe you are agnostic, you are atheists, you don't believe in a God, it's all right. But I can explain the principle to you, and it'll make sense. In the book of Matthew, and Luke, I believe it was, Jesus Christ had fasted for 40 days. And at the end of the 40 days, at the end of that fast, when he was at his weakest, an individual, a consciousness, a being, a powerful being that existed for hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, we don't know how far back into the ages, millions of years possibly. But this being came to Christ and tempted him three times. The final temptation was, if you will fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. And in an instant, Satan took Christ to show him the time that we live in, with all the magnificent cities in America, in Europe, in the Far East, in Africa, in Africa, everywhere. These, in an instant, Satan revealed to Christ all of the great cities, the gilded cities that Satan had created, all the technology, the sophisticated world. And Satan said, if you fall down and worship me, all of this will be yours. And Christ said, get behind me, Satan. It is written that God alone will be worshipped. And I don't have the exact verses in front of me. I should have them. I'm just going from memory. That you will worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. And Satan, it says, left. It didn't say that he went away with his tail between his legs. It just said he left. So don't you leave. Stay put. We're going to continue, and you're going to understand why there is no justice.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to go on with the rest of the story. You know, these mysteries, the reason that there is no justice in the world, Christ revealed these mysteries to us in the Gospels, through the Old Testament prophets, through the law that was given to mankind through Moses, through the teachings of the disciples in the books of the New Testament. Christ was tempted, and Satan left. Well, Christ was saying, and he did not deny that Satan has a kingdom that is in his hand. And the kingdoms that are in his hand are the kingdoms of the world, the nations of the world. These kingdoms belong to Satan. Now, in a deeper thought, practically, logically, who is going to build Satan's kingdom? Christ refused to bow the knee to Satan, to worship Satan. But Christ did not deny that Satan is building these kingdoms, and that so that Satan would build the kingdoms from that time through the centuries and roughly almost 2,000 years to the present time. Satan would take the brilliance that he had, and through his, all of his, the creatures that serve him that fell, that rebelled with him, he would pass that information to mankind. And mankind would take that technology and the insight from the other world and build the world the way it is today. One of the individuals that Satan had a right to speak to, his name was Nikola Tesla. And it was Tesla. Everything we see today, the reason I can speak to you through this microphone and you can hear me through whatever equipment you have, radio, you're on the internet, is because of Tesla technology. Without Tesla technology, Satan would not have been able to put the cap on his kingdoms, and he would not have the control that he has in the nations of the world. Tesla technology has given this government or the people in this world that are using technology in outer space to create weapons that can torch an island, the homes on an island. This was Tesla technology, the internet, Tesla technology, radio, Morse code, telegraph, Tesla technology, the CBDC system, digital cashless system, Tesla technology. Now you see, Satan has a right to build his kingdom. And we are witnessing what Satan has built. And Satan has a right to employ people. He has the right to, from mankind, find a labor force. He has a right, just like Christ. There is a parable where Christ went out early in the day to ask people to come and work in his field, and that he would pay them at the end of the day. So in the parables, Christ was recruiting workers. Exactly the same way Satan is recruiting workers to come and work and build his kingdom. It's a very simple concept. It's a deep concept. It's a mystery that many, many Christians do not understand. But God wants the people in the time in which we live to understand the mystery of why these people escape justice. Because they are laborers that have sworn allegiance to Satan. These individuals that I have mentioned, some of them, they are all in the occult. They are all in some type of secret society where they have sworn an oath. They may have sworn an oath to a lodge or to the Skull and Bones, but really, ultimately, the reality is they have sworn allegiance to Satan or the devil who tempted Christ. Christ refused, but Satan had a right to go out and recruit people to come and build his kingdom. And this is exactly what has been happening for 2,000 years. And the kingdom, in the time after Nikola Tesla was alive, that kingdom would work day and night. Because now they had the way through technology. They had the way to build the most sophisticated network of communication ever. Control ever. The technology via the computer opened the door to being able to look at things at the molecular level and to find the secrets of DNA and to understand the world of viruses and disease, bacteria. This is through Tesla. Now, in Satan's kingdom, it says there are many gates, many different ways, access points into the world. They're called gates. Christ in the book of Matthew said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church, a group of people that are faithful to God. And those gates and the openings of evil coming to destroy the church, to destroy the Christians that serve God, that are faithful to God. These gates will not prevail against them. The gates of hell will not. Yes, they may be persecuted, they may be imprisoned, they may be martyred, but still, God's kingdom, Christ's kingdom, will grow. Satan has gone for 2,000 years. Satan has been employing mankind. And where did one of the areas where Satan went to bring to the unemployment office? Satan would go out to bring people into these different areas of kingdom building, his kingdom building. And who would he use? He would use the churches of God. He would use all of the religious world. It's evident that Satan used the religious world to prosecute Christ unlawfully, and rather than release him, Caesar or Pilate would turn Christ over into the hands of the religious world, and they would have him crucified. It was in the plan of God. The Lamb of God must die so that his blood could wash the sins of mankind away. He was the sacrifice. He sacrificed his life so that man could have sins washed away and mankind could have eternal life. So this is why I say, I thought this was important. I've been studying Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, George Soros, Jorge Soros, Adolf Hitler, all of the individuals in all of these dynasties in the United States of America, the Rockefellers, the Gateses, especially the Gates of Hell, the individual who I think is going to partner up with Barack Obama when Barack Obama comes back to power. I've studied Barack Obama and those that work around him. The Clintons. Satan has a right to employ people. And Satan has a right to protect the people that are that he has employed, because he gives them their duties. He instructs them and puts them in positions in his kingdom wherever he wants to put them. Some that we're familiar with, he put them at the head of one of the greatest killing machines or mechanisms known to man, the pharmaceutical companies, with the biotech companies, with the bioresearch companies. This is what Christ is trying to, through his scriptures, through the Gospels and the New Testament, again, the Old Testament, through the prophets, trying to reveal to mankind that there is another invisible power out there that people worship, Lucifer. Or we call him Satan, we can call him the devil, we can call him many, many names. He's the Lord of the Flies. But he has a right to build his kingdom. And because of that, those that build his kingdom have protection. Those that have been building this kingdom here in the United States of America, in Washington, D.C., they have put laws in place secretly with all these hidden ways in which they avoid prosecution. They can't be prosecuted. The President Trump, when he took office, why couldn't he prosecute Hillary Clinton? Because if, let's say, Hillary is employed by Lucifer, then she's going to have protection. And I had read an article in like 2017, 2018, a gentleman that really studied going back to the fathers when they wrote the Constitution, and he found the mechanisms that they will use. The presidents can't be prosecuted except for Donald Trump. And the senators, the Congress people generally, they're free from prosecution. Oh, they may be removed from their position, but they're not going to have their holdings taken. They're not going to take what, no one's going to be able to take what they have been given. They're just going to go away and enjoy the rest of their lives living lavishly. The present truth, this is the present truth. I'm telling you the present truth. This is what it is. Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com, to the present truth section. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all stand.
Well, I didn't want to get too heavy on you, and I wanted to lighten it up a little bit. So I thought, well, we'll just play a nice little ditty, and mindless ditty, but so this is the way it is. This is the way that it is presented in the scripture. These individuals, they have a right to build a kingdom that Satan offered to Christ. All the nations of the world, all these kingdoms, all the modern technology, everything we see is in Satan's hand. The book of Revelation chapter 11 says that there will come a time when these kingdoms will be turned over to Christ. They will be in his hand. And there will be righteousness on the world. There will be justice. And there will be peace on the earth. But until then, Christ's word said that in the years that precede his return, his second coming, the first coming to the Jewish people who have missed and do not understand that their Messiah did come 2,000 years ago, it will be the first coming for them. But Christ said that before he comes, the children of the world, the children of the devil, in Job chapter 9, Job said that the world will be turned over at some point in mankind's history. The whole world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. Do you think that possibly the words that Job spoke maybe 3,000+, 4,000 years ago, do you think maybe that prophecy has come to pass? That the world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. And Job also said that the judges will not do what's right. In other words, what is right, meaning what is just. The judges will not do what is just. They will do whatever they want to do with no, there will be no punishment. Look what is continuing to happen to the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's legal, his administration, his second half of his administration, will end next year. Well, actually in 2025, on the 20th of, what is it, January? The next supposed individual that will be elected will happen, that will happen in November 4th next year, or in early November. So legally, his time as president will end when the next individual is sworn in. So legally, he is still the president. But like Job said, the judges will not do what is right, what is just, what is righteous, what is lawful. So Donald Trump is going to continue to have to fight this fight. And I have stated many times, he's still the president, but he's taken the position that Joe Biden is the president, which is not true, giving him the opportunity to run for office one more time. It will not happen. I wished it, well, I don't really wish it could happen. I'm just saying, I know it can't happen. And all of this whole new group of candidates on both sides, Republican, Democrat, there is no candidate, no one that is going to be able to make the decisions to help this country in any way. I had stated yesterday, this country, we've reached the pinnacle. You can only on Mount Everest, it's only so high. When you take that last step to get on that top of that last outcropping, that's it. You don't go any further. There's nothing more. You have to turn around and go back down. America will reach its peak, the pinnacle, the height. It will not go any further. Each one of us, we have a place, a point, where we hit that point in life where we are at our peak, physically when we're young, psychologically, mentally, as we're older, and we can't go beyond that, but we still contribute. Hopefully, if your mind is still intact, not like some people we know, your mind is intact and you know the difference between offering little girls ice cream. This is AB normal. This is just downright devilish. Like I said yesterday, we have ended the most powerful point in our history. The other nations now will begin to develop. The other nations are going to now begin to rise up corporately. Collectively, I'm talking about the multipolar nations, the nations that are working with Russia and China, economically, militarily, in all ways. There are enough nations now that are able to push back at the United States control mechanism. Many, many mechanisms. NATO. We have the World Health Organization. We have, and yes, the World Health Organization is a tool that is used to punish these other nations to make sure that they don't get too big and too strong. The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, these systems, but these other nations have now, they're to the point where they are like a young cow, a bull that has finally matured and has the energy to push back at the dominant bull that has run the herd for 70, 80 years. They're able to push back now. They are pushing back. They're going to continue to push back. One of the ways that they're pushing back is they are exposing and bringing the true history, documented history, about what this country has done to the nations of the world for the last 200 years. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing. Promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right.
So I'm not making any promises. I'm just telling you what I know to be real from my perspective. I don't ask you to necessarily believe what I present, but at least it's going to give you something to think about. The truth is that yes, there is a kingdom that has been built from the time of Christ to the present, And yes, the devil has been able to hire whoever would bow down to him. There are these people in these secret societies. Presently, they're still concealing who they worship. But the Bible says that eventually they will begin to become emboldened, and they will begin to let the world know who they worship. So they will conceal it no longer. We're getting to that point. But I'm telling you ahead of time, Ron DeSantis, Skull and Bones, you don't become a Skull and Bones member. You do not, you're not a, they will not promise they will help you in your political career unless you swear an oath. And remember, in the Skull and Bones, what is the chalice that they use? It is Geronimo's skull. And the Geronimo, the people, the tribe that Geronimo led, this man was very powerful in witchcraft, in what they call the Indian medicine man. Very powerful. The little, when the army would come after him, the people that was with him, the accounts were he'd make them disappear, and the military would walk right by. It's, you watch movies where this kind of a scenario takes place and they think it was just movies. No. He was a very powerful Indian medicine man. And they have his skull in the Skull and Bones building. There was a fire there, or there was an alarm 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, and the fire department had to go. And there was a gentleman that met them at the door, and he said, everything is fine. It was just an accidental alarm. They said, we have to go in and inspect. They had to let, these individuals had to let the fire department individuals in. They went in to inspect, and here, one of the firefighters reports, there was a skull in a glass case. So there is a skull in that building, and I know that the tribe, Geronimo's tribe, they went to the Supreme Court to demand that his skull be returned so they could bury him with their rituals, Indian rituals. And they lost the case. Adolf Hitler, the Nazis, in Nazi religion, Aryan occult religion. Schwab, a Nazi. His father, Eugen, a Nazi. For generations. Fauci, the Abyss family, going back to the 1600s in the occult. Satan is allowed from generation to generation to generation to employ the individuals, the families that hate God to all generations. And Satan has a right to put these people to work. They get to come and work for the devil. And they know they're working for the devil. And they swear allegiance to the devil. If that means depopulation, they are sworn to depopulate if they have that power, if they have the position. Fauci. And people are thinking, well, you know, all we need to do is, we can do a lot of things. But remember, there are cosmic laws. These people work for another master. And because they work for another master, even the Christ and even the Old Testament prophets are aware that there is nothing that that even God would do to interfere with another master and his employees. Now, do you think Jesus, the Lord Jesus, do you think that he could have had the angels come and destroy the Roman soldiers, and all he had to do, God could just wiggle his little finger, and Judas Iscariot would have fallen over dead? But no, Christ allows Judas Iscariot to have the Last Supper. And then he warns Judas Iscariot through a word to all the disciples, one of you is going to betray me. And everybody's looking at each other because they knew their heart. They knew how evil they were. But Judas Iscariot, Christ told Judas Iscariot, go, do what you've got to do, do it quickly. You are employed by another master. And you have to do your duty because prophecy has to be fulfilled. I have to be crucified. And I have to be crucified right away. And it's got to be done tomorrow because I'm going to die to wash away the sins of mankind. I'm going to bring redemption to mankind. So there are cosmic laws. This is why these people are employed. They have an employer, and even Christ, they belong to another master, but eventually Christ has the final say. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
And who would have known that Sergio Mendez would have put together a song? Actually, he didn't write it. It was the Beatles that wrote it. And he took the song and he took it to heights that the Beatles couldn't take it to. But the words are so appropriate. And it talks about a fool on a hill. But how about we talk about the fools on seven hills? They're in the District of Columbia. The fools on the seven hills. Employed. They're not employed. They have an employer. They've been employed to do one thing. To build a kingdom. And those that haven't been employed to build the kingdom of the devil, they are there to protect the kingdom of the devil. And the laws were written after the Constitution was written, after the Declaration of Independence. The new laws were written to protect the fools on the hill. This is the way it is. This is the truth. This is a present truth. This is how I have viewed this for years and years. There was a time when I realized there was no really a way to change what would happen in this nation, because the criminal system, especially after Jimmy Carter, when the senior executive service came into existence, from that point on, America was a paradise lost. There would be no hope. Now, there is hope, because we still have years in our future. And those years have to be spent wisely. Number one, firstly, Christ said to protect yourself. And then to assist others. To help. And also, in Christ's kingdom, God has people who are to expose the evil and lead people to the truth. And Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. He is the only individual, the only person that could ever be trusted. He's the only person that could be trusted with the souls of men. And he's the individual that is going to bring at the appropriate time the punishment. He's coming the next time in a manner in which there will be righteous judgment upon the children of the devil that have built the devil's kingdom. And the children of the devil, they know what is coming, but it's okay. They have accepted the fact that they are going to be punished eternally. Now think about that. They've accepted it. They know, but they would prefer to be punished eternally than to yield to the God of heaven and his righteous Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We'll visit tomorrow. It'll be Friday, and we'll see what direction I plan to go and don't go. We'll see another direction that I should have gone, but I didn't go. Talk to you tomorrow. This visit, Rick Rodriguez.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge. We shake hands. We don't have cell phones during the day and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.